Part 2. Body mapping.
We start with body mapping. This is a bit like one of those group icebreakers, only it's easier because you don't have to do all the work. You need a flip chart and about 5 minutes of preparation to draw the outline of a human body, a bit like the shape at a crime scene. Then gather together a group of about 5 or 6 people and ask them to mark your picture with the signs and symptoms of stress. They can do this by writing things like headache or palpitations at the side and then adding arrows. Or you could use post-it notes with different colours for different symptoms, such as yellow for physical signs and pink for emotions. Some people get more artistic, drawing the anatomy like a stomach with ulcers. Others may hold back. Not everyone is relaxed about openly discussing what might be highly sensitive and personal. Don't worry, because body mapping is a tool that prompts awareness. It encourages thought, dialogue, and sharing within the comfort zone of the people participating. The rep's role is to guide the process, and you can bring it to a conclusion by asking everyone to put an X where they've had symptoms and see whether this reveals new patterns or trends. Remember, union organisation can be very powerful. Your occupational health department or service may not have spotted the problems that your union detection work shows up. If you're a member, why not ask your local rep to do body mapping? If you're a rep, please do make sure you get buy-in from your members so you can feel confident you take forward any issues with their support. But there's more, so please carry on listening.